Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the 33rd Dáil has officially been dissolved. Former Sinn Féin press officer Michael McMonagall has today been jailed for child sex offences. Councillor Michael McLafferty has expressed serious doubts about the HSE's claims that the new primary care centre in Dunfanaghy will be operational by late December or early January. And live register figures for the end of last month have been released today by the Central Statistics Office, showing a fall in the numbers signing on in Donegal when compared to October 2023. These stories in full, plus more to follow. We'll have the latest from sport with Oisin at 5:15, August Duration and Nuacht the Colm Fairter. First in news, the general election campaign is officially underway with candidates hitting the road across the country. Earlier, President Michael D. Higgins dissolved the 33rd Dáil and a three-week election campaign began. Political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
Your concerns are my priorities. And over the next 3 weeks, I will seek a mandate to continue as your Taoiseach and to deliver for you on the things that matter most to you, your family, your community and to our country.
Simon Harris speaking on the steps of government buildings just before he headed to Urzán Uachtaráin to seek the dissolution of the Dáil. Polling day has been set for the 29th of November in a short, sharp three-week campaign. By the time you wake up tomorrow, almost every lamppost in the country will be postered. The party leaders have already hit the road. Earlier, Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou McDonald said she believes the people should back her party despite the recent controversies.
We don't make a claim to being perfect. We make no claim. Did we at times do things... Make mistakes along the way? Yes, we did, and we got called out on that, as you know, by our working class base, and that's fair enough.
The port of call for the Taoiseach an Tánaiste tonight is the Ireland rugby match against the All Blacks at the Aviva Stadium, which will no doubt have as many canvassers as rugby players.
Former Sinn Féin press officer Michael McMonagall has today been jailed for child sex offences. The 42-year-old with an address at Limewood Street in Derry has been sentenced to 9 months in prison for attempting to communicate sexually with children online. Michaela Clark has more.
Michael McMonagall has been sentenced to 9 months in prison and nine on licence for 14 charges of attempted sexual communication with a child and attempting to cause or incite a child between 13 and 16 to engage in a sexual activity. As a result of a proactive policing operation, it was discovered that from May 2020, over the course of 15 months, the 42-year-old had interacted with a number of child profiles. Police say he quickly turned the conversation to that of a sexual nature and in August 2021 attempted to get what he believed to be multiple children aged 14 and under to perform sexual acts. Detectives seized a number of electronic devices from Mr. McMonagall's home on August 19, 2021. He was charged and pleaded guilty on the 23rd of September 2024. Detective Chief Superintendent Lindsay Fisher spoke outside court today.
McMonagall is a predator who's combing the internet for underage victims. As a result of a proactive policing operation led by the PSNI's Child Internet Protection Team, it was discovered that from May 2020, over the course of 15 months, McMonagall interacted with a number of child profiles between the age of 12 and 14.
Councillor Michael McLafferty has expressed serious doubts about the HSE's claim that a new primary care centre in Dunfanaghy will be operational by late December or early January. The existing health centre has been closed since October 25th due to IT issues, forcing patients to seek GP medical attention in Chrysla. Councillor McLafferty says he thinks there's something more at play, questioning why it would take over 2 months to resolve such an issue.
The reality is here, no more than what I'm flagging up here now at the minute, this January could be March or April, like to be calling a spade, like. We're sitting in a situation here now, we're not even in the new centre yet, but the reality is here, this putting it off to January, that could be April in my eyes, and that's unacceptable now at the minute, to be fair, like with all the patients and planning there and so on, elderly people, vulnerable people and so on, that they're not a revision of care, they're disposable either. While I appreciate, yes, there's taxis available and we have a very good taxi service in Dunfanaghy, that's unfair on people as well. These people are used to walking to their surgery and so on, and the HSE needs to pull out the stops here. Whatever's wrong with the IT end of it, say, we're only in the 7th of November or 8th of November yet at the minute. regardless what's wrong with Donna Marie, what is going to take from this to November to a possible January date to fix it? Like, that it's going to take from this to November to January to sort of the IT stuff. I don't buy that whatsoever, to be quite honest with you. And I just feel, we, myself and yourself and others, we'll be back here again in January talking about this, rehashing the same conversation over again, and I'll guarantee you the way things are looking, the health centre will not be opened. And I wonder then, will it still be an IT issue then, or will suddenly, you know what, we're not able to get all the staff we require either? Like, I hope I'm wrong. I genuinely hope I'm wrong, Donna Marie, but I have a gut feeling there's more going on here than we're being told, to be quite honest with you.
Live register figures for the end of last month have been released today by the Central Statistics Office, showing a fall in the numbers signing on in Donegal when compared to October 2023. There were 7,638 people on the registers in the county's 8 social welfare offices, a drop of 15% on the same period last year. With more, here's Donal Kavanagh.
The sharpest fall in the numbers signing on was seen in Killybegs, with 395 people on the register, a decrease of 29%. There were 27% fewer people recorded in Dunloe, with 804 signing on. The figure for Ballyshannon was 853, down 22%, while Letterkenny saw a fall of 13% to 2,167. The Dunfanaghy and Buncrana offices both saw 12% less names on the register, with totals of 472 and 1,402 respectively. The Donegal Town Office had a total of 507 people signing on. That was down 7%. A 4% decrease was recorded in Ballybuffet, where there were 1,038 people on the register.
A shortage of driving testers in Donegal has led to the cancellation of 27 tests this week. The issue, exacerbated by recent illness and annual leave, has left the county with only one available tester. Concerns have been raised about the impact of these cancellations on the already lengthy driving test waiting lists in Donegal, which are among the highest in the country. Councillor Jerry McMonagall has called for an expedited recruitment process for new driving testers to address the ongoing shortage and alleviate the inconvenience being faced by aspiring drivers.
It's totally unacceptable. And since we discovered that there was only 4 testers for the whole of the county, we've had on a number of occasions some of those testers having to be off work either through sick or annual leave. And this is adding to the problems that people who are awaiting their tests are having to wait long periods of time. The knock-on effect out there is that it's costing them extra money to continue with lessons. It may impinge upon them being able to seek employment if they need a driving license to get to the work or for their work. Also for young people now going back to college, it's just not good enough for such a rural county like Donegal. Like, we only have 4 testers. But then the amount of cancellations there's been this last 2 weeks, and particularly this week, it's just not good enough and it's totally unacceptable.
There is going to be a review of RSA and a report has come out on that this week. But here in Donegal, with the amount of cancellations, we can't wait until the recommendations are implemented. We do need intervention now.
No, and the problems with reviews is it normally kicks the existing plans down the road. We heard the minister say that it was the RSA's intention was to recruit a further 70 testers beginning in March next year. But March next year is 5 months away. We can't wait 5 months, whatever about the review, but there needs to be a recruitment drive now by the RSA, and we need to recruit more driver testers, not in March next year, but we need to recruit them now and have them in place before the end of this year. I wrote to the RSA recently and implored upon them to make the first allocation of those new testers to places like Donegal, such a rural county.
In just over an hour, a protest will take place in Derry to denounce the recent surge in violence against women. 4 sexual assaults, including 2 involving knife point threats, have been reported recently in the city, sparking widespread concern. Foyle MP Colm Eastwood is urging people to attend the demonstration to show solidarity with victims and demand stronger action from authorities. The protest will commence at 6:15 in Guildhall Square. 1/3 of adults have experience of financial abuse. 81% of it's carried out by someone well known to the victim. The figures have been released to coincide with the launch of Adult Safeguarding Day. It has been estimated internationally that 1 in 10 people are dishonest in how they manage another person's money, property or benefits. A safeguarding event took place in the Radisson Blue Hotel Letterkenny earlier to highlight these and other issues. John Coyle is with the HSE Safeguarding and Protection Team in Donegal. and he says this is a significant issue.
Normally, in the most cases, it is an adult who is known to you that's causing abuse, and in this case, financial abuse. And that can take a variety of forms. It might be the withholding of money. It could be that they've taken the bank card off you or made changes to your will or property deeds without your knowledge. It also looks at controlling of payments of social welfare and just being generally dishonest about finances. So it does take a variety of forms, and it can be hard at times to identify. But if you know the indicators of abuse and what it looks like, it can really prevent any future abuse taking place within the home or the community. At the heart of it is theft, but it's about the perception of what that looks like, because people don't see keeping the extra change and coming back from the shop as theft or misusing money or misusing them for the cash that's lying about the house. But it's theft in its purest form.
A fire at a licensed premises on the Craigan Road in Derry early this morning is being treated as arson. Police believe that shortly before 5 a.m, a large amount of debris was stacked against the door of the premises and set alight, causing extensive damage to the front of the building. Detectives say their inquiries are at an early stage, and they're asking anyone with information or dashcam footage to contact them at Strand Road. A driver was arrested in Donegal during National Slow Down Day after being caught speeding and drug driving. The Letterkenny Roads Policing Unit yesterday detected the motorist travelling at 140 kilometres per hour in a 100 zone. After being stopped, the driver then tested positive for cocaine. They were arrested and are due to appear in court. Gardaí say a number of fixed charge penalty notices were issued in the county throughout the 24-hour road safety campaign. The time's just coming up to 12 minutes past five. We're going to go to a short break, and Oisin Kelly will be back with all the latest from sport. It's just gone quarter past five here in Highland Radio. Oisin Kelly has all the latest in sport.
Thanks, Donna Marie. We start with rugby. Ireland head coach Andy Farrell is back in Finlay Belem to deliver against New Zealand tonight. With Tadhg Furlong sidelined with a hamstring strain, the Connacht tight head will win his 43rd cap from the start against the All Blacks. Farrell says he's every faith in Belem's abilities.
He's constantly stepped up, and certainly as far as his main job is, as far as the set piece is concerned, he's constantly stepped up, and he's always been one that's been really trusted as well. Tadhg's obviously a world-class operator. Finlay's obviously sat in behind that and pushed him hard. Now's his chance to show it from the start.
The game is a rematch of the Rugby World Cup quarter-final, where the All Blacks came out on top. Since then, Andy Farrell's team won the Six Nations and returned to the top of the world rankings with victory in the second test of their tour of South Africa. New Zealand legend Sonny Bill Williams says it suits the visitors to be perceived underdogs, and he's expecting a cracking game.
We know what you boys bring, but I like the fact as an All Black that we come in as underdogs, and our backs are kind of against the wall, you know, just like in the World Cup game. So I think it's going to be a game for the ages, to be honest. I'm really, really excited about this one. I got my popcorn, boys.
Kick-off at the Aviva Stadium is at 10 past 8. Now, Coghill Celtic's Garvin Freel is among the nominees for the 34th Football Association of Ireland Awards. Freel was instrumental in aiding his side take the FEA Junior Cup for the first time in the club's history, and was man of the match in the final one over Gorey Rangers back in May. He is nominated in the Amateur Player of the Year category, along with Jordan Buckley of Usher Celtic and Owen Murphy of Rockmount. Meanwhile, Evan Ferguson, Gavin Bazuna and Chidozie Ogbeni are in the running to be named Ireland's Men's International Player of the Year at next week's awards. Courtney Brosnan, Niamh Fahy and Captain Katie McCabe have been shortlisted for the Women's Player of the Year. Derry City will look to lift the FAI Cup for the second time in three seasons this Sunday when they take on Drogheda United in the big decider at the Aviva Stadium. The league ended on a disappointing note for the Candy Stripes, who faltered in the closing weeks and missed out on the Premier Division title. But now the group have an opportunity to park the league with a cup success. Derry's Patrick McElhinney is looking to lift the cup for a fifth time.
It's happened, what's happened, it's happened, and we have 90 minutes now to win a trophy on Sunday. Try and put the positives. It's kind of spun on it, they won the fifth. But I have experienced a lot in the finals. Obviously, I've won four, lost four, lost in penalties, lost in extra time. I think I've been through most of it in the finals, so hopefully I can get that experience across to the boys and help us get over the line.
To golf, Rory McIlroy says he needs the course to toughen up if he's to have any chance of winning the HSBC Abu Dhabi Championship this weekend. He's 9 shots behind the leader, Paul Warren, at 10 under par after 2 rounds, with Shane Lowry 9 under and Tom McKibben 7 under. McIlroy came back from 10 shots down after 2 rounds to win in Dubai back in January, but he feels that it'll be tricky to repeat that feat.
Yeah, well, it'll be up to me. I shot 63 in that Saturday in Dubai this year. I'm going to need something similar, or if not lower, seeing what the scores are like to give myself a chance going into Sunday. But I know it's out there. I was 7 under through 13 holes today, so it is possible.
Elsewhere, Carton House has been confirmed as the venue for next year's Irish Women's Open. The tournament will take place on the week of the 6th of July, 1 week before the Evian Championship, the 4th major of the season. Leona Maguire will be part of a field playing for an increased prize fund of €450,000. In Gaelic Games, the BBC are reporting Derry GAA have indicated that its position on Rory Gallagher making a return to the county's football management is unchanged. It was suggested this week that Gallagher would be part of a proposed backroom team going forward, but Derry are sticking with their decision that the Fermanagh native is not in consideration for the position. The Oakleigh County have struggled to fill the job since Mickey Hart's departure back in July. Just looking ahead to some of the live action we'll have for you this weekend here on Highland. Tomorrow afternoon, Saturday, our feature game will be from Rugby's Ulster Championship 3, with Inishowen taking on Virginia. Alec McDonald will be on duty there. Moving on to Sunday in the Donegal Junior League, there's a top of the table clash in the Premier Division. Chris Ashmore will attend the Letterkenny Community Centre to watch Kilmacrenan and Celtic up against the leaders Bunnaghy United. Martin Holmes will be reporting then from the Aviva Stadium in Dublin from the FAI Cup final as Derry City takes on Drogheda United. While on the Gaelic Games front in the Ulster Senior Football Club Championship quarter finals, Francis Mooney's in Antrim to watch Cargan against Errigal Kearn. And we'll also have updates from Newbridge against Clanairn with Michael McMullen. Just finally, one boxing notice this evening. The Dunfanaghy Boxing Club will host a bumper 14 bout tournament in the Osmond Centre on Saturday the 9th, that's tomorrow evening, with the guest team being the highly rated Dublin selection. 14 contests are down for the decision, and the first bell is at 8 o'clock sharp. Sinead in Sport, Bay Major Ashery, tomorrow at Dog Club. Donna Marie.
Gourmet, good afternoon, August Anish, and Newt, the Colin Ferreter.
Giadiv Colin Ferreter and Shalin, the Freeve Skelty, Sholo Chintan, go helfa gul, eg Oroctus Nasana, Jehinia Shai Hart. Factus nashunta tihiokta a welshemar aim, doling lek, leshan yerkim, tihiokta snakantar giltukta. One econru nigeliga, augustan grupa factus banu, and togra ur chintan, con araj a harinch erna rectanish franyaha, tihiokta a tag bagarcher, irect kulturhe, august changa na region shop. Tashamar aim, eg factus chintan, tu sacha a horchdan yerkim, Tihiokta, Goharihe, Augustin Chirig, Alvudon, Al Tehan. Karan Chen Tan, Bem, Erin Poncha, Goel Rachin, Nagar, Hema Tihiokta, Sigeltukt, Go Ri Hawakta, Lahai, and Yeliga, Achivnu, so Lemister Shin. Tasha Igeshtig, Ranog, Changa, T, the Hudge Glor Nigel, Forum, the Heshmohoria Agru, Con the Duchline, Awanyan, Latogo Klenya, Legeliga, Aflay. Bayan Emmach Shaw Ershul Erlina Ega Sharta Clug Tronona Jim March Shaw Huggin August Falshaher Nask Don Crenu Nis Hungary Don Data Shin Irian Survey Nua Ogeal Coulter August Udras Nigel Tukta Arin Amara Research Lamila Ranfarchi Jarku Jarafa and Pobble Elight Nigelia Asid Priv Horty and Survey Nago Mahian Yatrian Den Denra A fela, na hua geliga nis far aku, le trik hafru den denra agiri a gudj geliga a yosu. Tomalturacht fondurcht Joseph McDonough donacha anish hart don vlian sha, spe klobana fodna chira anish le egdul le bronu moor le mon e barkan kroki eg jeranemisa sha. Ta oskion artwa club karta kontossi eg malturi glorning yeld so comortus. August Kellyraher Egsha Shan Wen McManaman Sigeltuk Lar Eg Jeru Nishartin Yashahogin Idir a cúig o leidig agus an sé o leidig den bhí seo bé ó bhhair go teabhair cára cante agus sabhras teanga an ghéaltacht lár mar léacht na héigse curtha í láthair ag éasta na gealathair agus de saharn bé ceol agus sinsíocht an ag an ag ara sean bhain ag toisiirt ag an níoclog tróna. Sin mo thud se eile go léir slán agus bannacht.
Gurb é agat. Now back to news. The Inishowen Football League has received €460,000 from the Community Sports Facility Fund. The funding will go towards the redevelopment of McGinn Park in Buncrana. Following an appeal through the Department of Tourism and Sport of an initial allocation of €184,000, the grant was increased. Also under the appeals process, Aileach Youth Club was allocated €13,350, while Sheephaven Sub Aqua Club was allocated €11,486. Last week, Neavolt and GAA Club was also successful in its appeal, receiving almost €130,000 for pitch resurfacing and enhancement. Two Donegal schools are to benefit from school zone improvement works. A total of 141 schools across the country have been included in the latest round of the Safe Routes to School programme. The works will see signage and road markings installed in front of Kilbarran National School and Skull, Neave Padraig and Jumfries. The initiative will focus on alerting motorists to the presence of schools and encouraging them to slow down and pay more attention on the approach to the building. Junior Transport Minister James Lawless explains how the initiative works.
It's wide footpaths, it's cycle lanes. Very often we see in schools, urban and rural, that you have a sort of turning circle that you have designed for drop-offs and pick-ups. And you end up, as a school grows and the number of children attending gets larger, you have two and three deep cars, and you have kids from 4 to 12 years of age scuttling between cars, trying to jump in and out in between. It's like jumping in the middle of a motorway sometimes.
The Israeli military says it will reopen a crossing into central Gaza to increase the flow of aid into the southern end of the Gaza Strip. The move comes amid growing international pressure on Israel to get more aid into the region. Aid agencies are warning of a growing humanitarian crisis in the north of the enclave, where Israeli troops have been conducting a major operation for more than a month. The third non-statutory public consultation for the Buncrana to Carndonagh project is underway, with the preferred route option now identified. This follows a series of consultations last December, during which seven options were outlined. Public meetings will take place next week in Buncrana on Wednesday and in Carndonagh on Thursday. You can find the full details of that on our website, highlandradio.com. Now to conclude this evening's news with the headlines. The 33rd Dáil has officially been dissolved. Ireland will take to the polls on November 29th with an ordering being signed to make that date official. People will have until Tuesday to ensure they're registered to vote, and you can do that by going on checktheregister.ie. Former Sinn Féin press officer Michael McMonagall has today been jailed for child sex offences. The 42-year-old with an address at Limewood Street in Derry has been sentenced to 9 months in prison for attempting to communicate sexually with children online. He pled guilty to 14 out of 15 charges. Councillor Michael McLafferty has expressed serious doubts about the HSE's claim that a new primary care centre in Dunfanaghy will be operational by late December or early January. The existing health centre has been closed since October 25th due to IT issues, forcing patients to seek medical attention in Chrysler. Councillor McLafferty says he thinks there's something more at play, questioning why it would take over 2 months to resolve such an issue. And finally, live register figures for the end of last month have been released today by the Central Statistics Office, showing a fall in the numbers signing on in Donegal when compared to October 2023. There were 7,638 people on the registers in the county's 8 social welfare offices, a drop of 15% on the same time period last year. That's all for now from Highland Radio News. We'll be back again with headlines at 6 o'clock. Good evening.
The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 8th of November. The death has taken place of Margaret Tinney, Trentemuckla, St. Johnson. Her remains will repose at her home from 7 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Sunday at 2 for service of thanksgiving at 2:30 in St. Johnson Presbyterian Church, followed by burial in the family plot in Rye Presbyterian Church graveyard. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Friends of Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member, or Terence McClintock, funeral director. The death has taken place of David McCandless, Stratsbridge, Carndonagh. David is reposing at the home of his brother Marshall, with house strictly private, please, at all times. Funeral from there on Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock to Donagh Church for funeral service at 2:30, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. The death has taken place of Nancy Logue, Keena, Mallon Head. Nancy's remains will repose at Eamon McLaughlin's funeral home, Station Road, Carndonagh, until 7 o'clock this evening. Removal from the funeral home tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock, going to St Mary's Church, Lag, to repose overnight. Nancy's funeral mass will take place on Sunday morning at 9 in St Mary's Church, Lag, followed by interment in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to Carndonagh Community Hospital, care of any family member, or Eamon McLaughlin, funeral director. The house is private, please, at the request of the deceased. The death has taken place of Michael Adie, The Spire, Ballinally, Moville, formerly of Jarrow, South Shields. Michael's remains are reposing at his home. Funeral service there on Monday morning at 11, followed by removal to Ballybrack Graveyard, where Michael will be laid to rest. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to Carndonagh Community Hospital, care of any family member, or Eamon McLaughlin, funeral director. And the death has taken place of John Young, 9 Ballynagard Crescent, Coolmore, formerly of Blackshore, Coolmore. John is reposing at his home in Ballynagard Crescent. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:20, going to Sacred Heart Church, Muff, Donegal, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock tonight. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.